You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
Check this out.
What's trending
online now?
Well, you can't make this stuff up.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
All right, Alana, give it to us.
Well, we're going to get into some of the Grammy stuff here in a second. But first, Kane Brown being sued by a producer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, who says that he backed out of their deal. The producer, Polo Dedan.
Ooh.
Whose real name is Jamal.
Ah.
Jamal Jones.
Okay.
Is suing Kane for breach of contract, saying he cut him out of his eventual record deal with RCA Nashville. This guy is saying that he discovered Kane Brown on YouTube and said, hey, man, I'll work with you. I'll help produce you. And then Kane Brown signed a record deal and was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, this guy, you know, he did some hardcore digging to find new artists on YouTube. It's public for anybody to discover.
Yeah. 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 Fascinating.
That's going to be a tough one.
Also trending this hour, big night for country music last night at the Grammy Awards with Kacey Musgraves winning Album of the Year. That is overall for Golden Hour, which is just a phenomenal, phenomenal album. But also, there's a nice little tribute to Dolly Parton.
Here you come again. Just when I begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you done before, and you wrap my heart around your lips.
And then Dolly comes in, and you're like,
the legend.
The legendary. She was singing that one with Miley Cyrus, her goddaughter. But it was a great night, a great tribute to Dolly Parton.
Absolutely.
Luke Combs not taking home Best New Artist of the Year. Wah, wah. Wah. But that was really the... And Maren Morris, I mean, she was nominated for so many Grammys and didn't win a single one.
Dang.
But it's nice just to be nominated.
There you go. Right? With a big smile on your face.
And that is what's trending this hour.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.